你有没试过上网台找节目？有没发觉同一类的节目有很多不同的质素？ MyRadio 为你提供一星期七晚节目时间表，不同的节目，由本地政治到香港风情，什么都有。你不用再浪时间去听其他废话， MyRadio 帮你用最少的月费得到高质素的节目。上 MyRadio 网站，可揀直播，亦可揀重温，再按 Enter 就咁简单。 MyRadio 在互联网当中为你制作最精彩的网台节目，你可以根据你的兴趣选择你喜欢的节目，揀 Facebook 直播、 YouTube 或者 Livestream。 记住 MyRadio 的节目是有最精辟的 insights 和有娱乐性的节目，所以给节目月费是绝对值得的。
血浓于水，因为文化认知，我爱香港，我是香港人，香港风，香港情，走出录影厂，一一话你知。香港风情主持吴嘉文。
我哋走出网台嘅录影室，同嘉宾倾下偈，讲啲将会被消失或者被遗忘嘅香港独有风土人情。同时，大家好，我系吴嘉文。My Radio 十周年台庆节目《香港风情》好快就会同大家见面啦！我哋嘅嘉宾嚟自不同阶层，佢哋会系专业人士，嚟自政界、商界，或者你身边擦身而过嘅一个小市民。我哋嘅话题天南地北，都希望增加你对香港呢个地方嘅情感。香港风，香港情，我哋走出录影室，日日话你知。
Chris, surely that's the most nervous you've been when you see her out the back.
Yeah, I guess so. It's out of my hands when you put Hugh Bowman aboard, and I think that's a big part of her success is the team behind Winks, and Hugh never panics. So when you put the reins in his hand, you know you've got the right man aboard. So he never panicked, and he realised he had to make up a bit of ground, and he used the full length of the straight to do it instead of panicking at the 300 metre mark, and that's Hugh Bowman.
And you know how good Fox Play's going, so you knew that she was going to sprint that last bit too.
Well, she's had everything that Winks has had in the last, 16 weeks. They went out to spell together, they spelled at the same property, they did the same pre-training, same trials.
They lived together. So it's good they ran 1-2.
Very good that they ran that way around too.
Oh, go and enjoy it. Go and enjoy it. It's all over now, and it's next stop. We'll make up your mind a little bit later.
Yeah, I'd say she'll be back here in 2 weeks. She's just come out that bit bigger, and a bit of extra racing won't hurt her. It might just bring her on, I think.
Well done.
Thanks.
All right, let's go to Lizzie, who's about to catch up with Huey.
Well, Hugh, we had our heart in our mouth. Were you ever in doubt?
I was a bit worried going past the 700 because of the way the track conditions are. They're running really slick times, you know, and I was thinking it could be mathematically impossible to catch them, but there was nothing I could do about that. I just had to rely on the engine that I know is in her. I couldn't you know, I couldn't take off at their 700 to get closer. I would have run out of gas. So I just had to have confidence in her and ride her to run a race, you know. And for me, you know, I want to win as much as everyone else. But after what happened out of the barriers, I had to renegotiate where I was. And obviously, and it was a concern halfway through, but it was a good feeling the last 200.
She just picks herself up off the canvas and just finds what other horses don't find.
Yeah, she's just so much better than them, and I had to rely on that, you know, to win the race. And like I said, I couldn't take off, but I was stuck back there, and I was thinking, this isn't good, you know, I don't want to be here. But like I said, it was an amazing feeling the last 200, and what can I say? She's just a freak.
You must be so proud of her.
Oh, I'm proud of her, and I'm proud of everyone involved with her. It's been such an amazing journey for all of us, and judging on what we saw this afternoon, we might be in for a few good runs yet.
Back better than ever.
I think so.
Well done.
Thank you.
好啦，欢迎大家收睇今日8月19号晚嘅马场 USB。咁我系尤达啦，咁啊继续都系我单骑上阵啊。嗱，咁大家头先咧睇咗嗰个啱啱嗰两个访问咧，咁但系其实即系如果大家有留意今日晏昼，即系或者我喺个网度都俾咗大家知道咧，就系话其实啱啱今日个晏昼其实全球都好瞩目啦。咁就即系其实今晚晏昼咧，咁就喺澳洲咧，咁就系只云丝仙子咧，咁就即系终于就复出啦，咁就跑嗰场二级赛嘅和域锦标啦。咁啊，陣間我講完之後咧，會俾翻場賽事大家睇翻。不過咧，就想話俾大家聽，即係啲啱啱呢兩個訪問咧，大家都可能都聽到少少，都知道那個結果係點樣啦。咁同埋都嗰、那個過程都係比較驚險啲。咁啊，但係都總算咧就驚險之中咧，都係叫搞下氣氛咯。我自己覺得就咁啊，最後就完成，即係熟文斯先子就喺呢場即係得八隻馬嘅賽事當嘅二級賽咧，咁就順利即係驚險之下就完成佢嘅十八連捷啊！咁就贏咗佢第十八場連續嘅頭馬。咁啊，嗰、那個壓力都好大啦，因為咧而家大家都即係聽我過去嗰兩個禮拜即係講緊嗰個世界馬匹排名表，咁就善取同埋 Arrogate 同埋。雲之仙子一直都是嗰個有兩分的差距啦，咁啊呢兩分的差距咁啊亦都此起彼落啦，因為之前較早時間咁啊之前我都講過就係即系 Arrogate 咧就善取就喺呢一個嘅聖地牙哥讓賽嗰度咧咁就輸咗俾只 Accelerator 啦，咁啊跟住依邊雙雲之仙子就完成咗十八連捷啦，咁啊今晚稍後時間半夜凌晨咧，咁就 Arrogate 咧就善取咧就會跑第二場，即係佢復出之後嘅第二場賽事就係呢場嘅太平洋經典賽啦。嗱，咁舊年呢一場賽事咧贏嘅馬匹咧就係閃耀加州啦，咁啊嗰只 California Chrome 啦，咁今年依家整呢個呢一場嘅太平洋經典賽就八隻馬跑。咁善取就即係都被之前啲備戰姿態呢，咁其實如果大家有睇即係我老友啊芝士兄佢嗰個面書嘅報導，其實佢個備戰嗰個情況都唔係話咁理想㗎，即係佢喺個神貨方面呢都狀態都係麻麻地。咁究竟佢呢一次會唔會即係再贏？不過呢個呢我就容後再講，但係呢我就想講返呢一場嘅和域錦標啦。咁因為其實呢一場和域錦標咁即係中間發生咗啲咩事呢，咁一陣間我就想俾返條場賽事嘅片大家睇返。咁但係呢即係呢我會去到差唔多最後轉入直路嗰陣時候呢，咁我就唔會再講嘢住。咁我就想你哋聽下即係現場嗰、那個即係 call 馬嗰位啊，即係而家大家都知道，以前係香港馬會嘅英文官方嘅賽事沿途走位嘅 Darren Findell 啦，你就可以聽下 Darren 咧，佢點樣最後嗰400米點樣去 call 呢只雲絲仙子，點樣可以咧喺絕地反先？因為其實呢場馬佢做出嘅時間係好驚人嘅，咁同埋就係話成個過程咧都。好險象環生嘅，咁我哋不如咧就一路睇片，就一路同大家講下呢場和域錦標係咩一回事啦。咁啊，跟住啦，係啦，咁啊，而家一出閘啦，嗱，見到啦，雲絲仙子咧就 其實他就漏了一集的，現在落後都很美的，前頭就是那匹的、Red Excitement， 就是、這一匹的赤焰精彩就行头，跟住就是那只 Fox Play 啦，即影视娱乐啦。咁第三就是那只 Harper's Choice， Harper's Choice 就系嗰只琴师心仪，就第三、第四位啦。就而家嗰只南美小国就喺第四位啦。云之仙子就慢慢就追翻上去噶啦。呢场赛事一个就跑千四米嘅，咁而家其实早段嘅步速咧都唔系话咁快嘅啫，咁所以咧变咗云之仙子都早段咧，你因为留一集咧，咁佢都慢慢咧都即系唔冇不忘不复，不忘不方不忘咁啊，慢慢就跟翻个马群啦。咁其实而家去到六百米段处咯，其实前面嗰啲名次都冇乜点样大变动啦，依然都系嗰匹赤焰精彩行头啦。咁啊，跟住嗰只琴师心仪第二啦，云师先知就慢慢褪到出去啦。嗱，呢度咧我就想大家听下 Darren Findell 点样 call 呢只云师先知咯。嗱，而家其实呢度咧都仲系落后紧四五个马位嘅。
From Ecuador, Winks is down the outside. It's going to get desperate. Winks is going to Fox Play. Winks dives. Yes, she got up.Winks got up to beat Fox Play. There's eight.
嗱，大家睇到啦，即系喺最后嗰四百米，其实佢都仲系落后紧，即系前领马嗰只 Fox Play 咧，都成四五个马位啦。咁睇翻头先阿 Darren 都 call 啦，其实嗰段时间咧都见到嘅云斯阿布文咧，已经都系要即系慢，要俾加施壓啦，即係對只馬咧要施好大嘅，要叫佢要走好多啦。咁最後咧嗰幾步咧，真係嗰個變速地都好快，之後最後咧就及。即係過咗嗰隻扣女嘅影視娛樂，咁就即係贏咗呢一場嘅和平錦標啦。咁其實頭先大家都聽翻阿布文同埋阿華麗立嘅訪問，佢哋當時都咁講啦，即係好似阿華麗立都話啦，哇！佢一脱咗姜，咁但係佢都即係將在外，咁佢都希即係覺得阿布文係可以應付到。咁同埋呢場馬其實講真，嗰、那個啲對手就真係唔係咁強嘅啫，咁都係即係你自己華麗立都有即係三匹馬啦，咁而家最後就穿到馬行添啦。咁可唔可以出翻頭先嗰幅圖啊？即係嗰個雲師先知嗰張相俾大家睇翻。咁佢就即係都即係最後嗰幾步啦，咁就見到阿布文都打邊都打得都好行下噶，最後就真係憑住佢嗰個變速力嗰、那個 turn of foot 咧轉腳咧咁啊。最後兩三步咧就緊緊過到，咁啊，但呢一場馬啦，咁係佢本身係一場嘅分齡讓榜啦，咁佢呢場馬佢都係有受讓兩公斤嘅，即係佢都係孭57公斤，咁即係其他嗰啲就孭到59啦，咁有啲58.5啦，咁啊，即係都係試，但係咧就你睇到佢咧呢場馬嗰個時間咧。都可以話俾大家聽咧，其實佢末段嘅時間係做得好快嘅。你去下，我哋去下一個圖啊。係啦，下一個圖咧就係有曬嗰個結果啦。大家睇到啦，嗱，即係喺呢個正式個名次嘅上面啦，大家都睇到咧，即係呢一場馬咧嗰個場地咧都係一個屬於好地啦。咁最後個頭馬時間係做咗1:21.87嘅啦。當然你睇個表面呢個時間咧就唔係話即係好快咧，因為好多你好似。當假正選嗰啲都可以做到比佢更加快，但係咧最後末段嗰600米走個32.93咧，32.93秒咧，這個咧先至係叫做即係值得尊重嘅一個賽績嚟啦，即係呢個時間啦，因為睇到佢最後嗰幾步佢係真係轉腳嗰下係好快。pick up 到，咁跟住就推上嚟就緊緊過。咁頭先布文都係咁講啦，都係話即係佢感覺到隻馬即係佢嗰下脱咗腳，咁佢都即係都唔知，即係嗰下佢突然間都有啲少少不知所措。咁但係隻馬好快，佢好快 settle 翻隻馬，然後就慢慢，佢就冇逼隻馬咧好刻意咁逼隻馬要逼翻上去主馬群。同埋佢睇到個步速都係慢慢，即係有少少早段都有啲慢咧，所以佢其實咧佢咧慢慢俾只馬咧俾住咁樣咧就守翻喺個主馬群嗰度，咁去翻個直路啦，咁啊都係片出邊啦，咁喺出邊就望空就一條直路就衝曬上嚟。其實咧，如果大家仲記得上個禮拜我俾大家睇嗰條試集，俾大家睇嗰兩條試集片咧，佢第一課試集，如果大家仲記得佢第一課試集，即係跑第三翻嚟嗰課試集咧。佢就係咁樣嘅走法，喺出面鬆姜，跟住咧就臨尾嗰幾步係上得好快，咁啊發個第三翻嚟啦，嗰組集。咁跟住佢啲而家呢一場馬，佢其實都係用翻不即係呢個即係因為嗰個脱腳嘅問題。如果佢仲係好似第二次贏嗰課集咁樣喺入邊 即係入邊就因為佢呢一場馬佢係排二檔啊嘛，咁佢可能就係話如果佢唔係漏閘嘅話，咁佢可能都係貼住難走嘅。咁其實即係都某程度上都睇到阿華麗納即係佢部署呢匹馬嗰個心思啦，即係都因應咗佢唔同嘅情況啦。即係如果佢排外檔嘅，咁佢又會一個走樣，而呢、這、一個。派喺內欄嘅，咁另一種走法，不過就咁啱得咁巧咧，即係佢就咁樣 miss 咗嗰個留一集啦，咁啊變咗咧就成件事咧就完全扭轉咗，咁但係就華麗納都好即係欣賞，都好盛讚啦，阿布文咧即係喺嗰個緊張時刻咧。佢都不慌不忙咁樣咧，就即係慢慢俾只馬，唔好俾咁大壓力佢。到後邊，即係剩翻嗰300零米左右啦。咁佢都已經係望全力望空啦。咁嗰度先至即係全力咁樣去執只馬啦，執到佢即係俾同埋俾，亦都俾到好好嘅反應佢啦。咁最後嗰幾步就過到嗰匹寇類嘅 Fox Play 啦，即係嗰匹影視娛樂啦。咁就即係串成到馬房 Q。咁啊～第三名咧就係活猴夫人嗰匹啦 ，Equidol 啦，就係嗰只南美小國啦。咁啊，第四名就係嗰只赤焰精彩提，就之前都一路都喺前面走嘅。咁但係咧睇翻佢即係成堆馬過終點，佢都係即係第四名，都係同佢都係輸過零馬位。咁你睇，所以中意睇到咧，即係呢一場馬其實即係你講真，即係個賽事水準就真係未必係咁高。咁但係就睇到呢一場馬可以睇到一樣嘢，就係話雲絲仙子佢即係喺。即係純粹係跑佢自己個級數啦，咁啊，能夠克服到即係脱腳，最後就大外一氣衝上嚟，咁就過，即係贏得都幾清脆利落，同埋都贏得幾出色。咁啊，華麗納都講過啦，咁其實佢嚟緊嗰個部署咧，其實之後咧，我相信佢係佢就已經講咗就話跟住佢會喺兩個星期後就會再出賽嘅。咁啊，兩個禮拜後再跑啦，咁啊睇下佢。即系跟住嗰场跑完之后，咁啊睇下佢嗰个状态，同埋咧，其实嗰场呢一场马，我觉得咧就即系虽则你睇到佢即系都赢得都好出，赢得都好惊险啦。咁但系其实呢场马我都觉得佢用咗啲力嘅。咁究竟系咪好事咧？因为其实早段呢只即系早期呢只马未出之前，咁其实两课试习佢都系慢慢见到阿华丽立系慢慢加强嗰个压力嘅对只马，咁啊令到佢可以即系知道。要嚟緊個要跑咯，咁可能唔知係咪因為咁樣令到只馬真係可能嗰下突然間就漏一閘，咁啊要睇下佢呢次翻到馬房之後咧，咁鋪成點樣啦？咁如果佢即係嗰個體力上係，不過我相信呢一場就算佢係用咗力，但係對佢 overall 嘅影響都唔係咁大嘅，咁可以翻嚟先啦嚇，即係個賽果睇完啦。咁大家都可以零睇下，即係兩個星期後呢隻馬佢雲絲仙子會再上陣嘅時候，佢會唔會可以即係擺脱咗嗰個慢閘咧？因為其實佢突然以往佢都係一隻比較好少慢閘嘅馬，咁但係即係呢場馬佢又叫做即係。對手唔係咁強之下都贏到，咁我都覺得都係睇好嘅。咁但係同埋呢一場嘅頭馬，咁啊換句將個壓力咧就去翻呢只 Arrow 其實善取身上啦。咁頭先我都提過，咁善取其實真一陣即係喺今晚稍後時間咧，咁佢就會喺迪爾馬馬場啦 ，Delma 咧，咁就會跑嗰場太平洋經典賽啦。咁呢場馬佢有八呢場賽事有八隻馬跑嘅。咁其中即係包括咧，就係曾經贏過啱啱對上嗰場聖地牙哥讓賽贏過佢嗰匹 Accelerate 啦。咁另外就巴富達咧，都另外有一匹扣類咧 Collector 啦。咁啊，都係會有份跑嘅。咁呢場馬即係都要好睇情況，就係話睇啲 Arrow 技能唔能夠即係喺呢場賽事裏面有翻個表現。因為上一場馬實在大家如果仲記得睇翻我早兩集嗰個重温。嗰場馬佢係完全即係跑唔出，完全跑唔到水準嘅，入到直路只馬直情係撇嘅，即係完全未上嚟。咁我都啱啱都講過，就話佢備戰嗰段時間，咁佢嗰個即係操練都唔係話太過完整，但係唔係太理想，狀態唔係 pick up 得咁好。即係相比雲絲仙子嗰兩隻比較咧，未必係即係去到 top fit 啦嚇。咁即係當然佢嚟緊個 preparation 都仲有好長，佢仲要咁你唔可能話得下子。去到即係呢度已經咁一路 pick 咗之後可以維持到咁耐，咁但係就係話上一場嗰個演出就真係唔係太令人接受，咁預計即係嗰場 即係叫做跑咗之後，應該就會好啲。之下咧，咁就睇下佢呢一場嘅太平洋經典賽，佢可唔可以有翻啲咁嘅表現啦？因為如果唔係嘅話咧，嗱，其實我都喺交代同大家交代新一輪嗰個世界馬匹排名表嘅時候，都同大家講過一樣嘢，就係話咧，而家呢段啱啱呢個交接期咧，其實就即係對於雲絲仙子嚟講咧，咁就係比較有利啲。咁因為而家呢場馬佢就贏咗，咁如果今晏啲嗰場太平洋經典賽線嘴有咩閃失嘅話咧，咁好大機會咧就佢哋兩者嘅差距會再收窄，甚至乎喺下一輪嘅即係公布個排名榜嘅時候咧，只雲絲仙子可能有機會反先就做下一嘅。咁所以咧，即係呢場馬我相信咧，即係巴富達睇，即係喺美國啦，咁都可能佢都有睇到雲絲仙子呢場嘅演出啦。咁啊睇到佢之後咧，咁我諗佢都不能掉以輕心，因為如果唔係嘅話，咁佢都對即係呢匹馬今年嘅表現，竟然係即係跑完場杜拜世界盃之後，竟然係即係唔係變咗另一隻馬，咁就都幾大件事。咁所以就即係大家都即係我可以即係大家都可以今晚即係深夜嘅時候咧，咁大家可以喺網度啦，咁啊睇下呢場太平洋經典賽咧，咁啊即係線取跑成點啦。咁如果佢即係真係贏唔到，或者甚至乎即係你話pace都冇嘅話咧，咁我都可以幾更肯定咧，即係雲絲仙子升上第一位嘅機會咧就非常之高。咁啊講完呢兩匹即係世界排名一二嘅馬啦，咁啊即係雲絲仙子就真係都真係好驚險啦。咁啊跟住要講下啲人喎，咁啊人係乜嘢呢？咁其實上個星期呢，咁我都同大家都講過下即係嗰個色價杯啦，因為上個禮拜我哋做緊節目嘅時候，咁其實都一路都有跑緊嘅。咁啊最後結果係點呢？咁但係喺未講結果之前呢，咁啊不如呢就俾返條片大家睇返，即係當日即係呢個色價杯嘅一啲花絮。咁我哋去一去片先。For the Dubai Duty Free Shergard Cup. It's first blood for Great Britain and Ireland and their captain, Jamie Spencer. And it's close for third involving Oasis Fantasy and Niblawi, which is up to the judge. A 1-2 for Great Britain and Ireland, and it's all changed at the top of the leaderboard. Mick Quinn, our winning trainer, in our third race.It is Raising Sand down in front, and Raising Sand will go on the score. Our winner, horse number 4, Golden Apollo, owned by Mr. David Scott and partner, trained by Tim Easterby, and a double on the day for Fran Berry.嗱，咁啊，睇完呢個短片嘅，其實都話到俾大家聽咧，即係其實今年呢個色價杯咧，其實都即係好似我上個禮拜咁講啦，都係一個即係戲馬之中啊比較即係近年最削嘅一屆啦。咁啊，不過咧就上個禮拜我又冇即係冇講俾大家聽咩理由。咁其實如果大家即係有留意，原來咧嗰個禮拜咧，啱啱嗰個禮拜就其實就係跑呢一個亞靈頓八萬金大賽。咁所以咧就當時即係大圖里啊、莫亞嗰啲咧就全部就去曬美國跑呢個亞靈頓嗰個大賽日，咁所以變咗咧呢個色價杯啲起碼就當堂弱曬啦，即係好似英愛隊咁樣，本來即係替工嗰位啦，即係本來英愛隊嘅莫亞有份嘅，咁就因為莫亞就跑唔到，咁就換咗貝利上去啦。咁貝利最後咧 end up 咧呢個喺呢個色價杯咧就攞埋銀馬安獎添，即係呢個真係俾佢即係執到啦。咁另外啦，歐洲隊咧，咁歐洲隊本來咧就係大圖里就係代表意大利咧。咁因為大圖里 又係落咗去美國啦，咁所以咧，大圖你就揾翻阿李寶利上去，咁就頭先我都講過啦。咁至於女子隊咧，其實女子隊本來嗰個 line up 咧，阿佩妮咧，咁啊本來佩妮都有份牌嘅，但係佩妮咧後來咧就因病咧，當日咧就退出咗，嗰日咧佢就冇參與，就換咗第二個女騎師，咁就變咗就即係嗰個配搭又唯一完整嘅配搭咧就係、是。即係世界名世界騎師隊啦，咁啊麥維海啦、杜鵬志啦、胡奇圭泰啦，咁呢三個就冇變過。咁我哋可以俾張相，俾幅圖大家睇下咧，即係佢哋嗰個排陣啦。嗱，咁啊呢個就係當時即係賽出即係參賽之前咁啊介紹啲騎師啦，咁就即係四隊就縮曬冷啦，咁就由左手邊即係鏡頭嘅左手邊講起就係英愛隊。咁其實嚴格嚟講咧。雖則話是英愛隊，但其實呢三位騎師史賓沙、貝利、國能，其實三個都是愛爾蘭騎師嚟嘅。其實應該嚴格嚟講，應該叫翻做愛爾蘭騎師隊就比較貼切啲。咁啊，歐洲啦，咁啊，歐洲就頭之前講啦，范爾城啦、比卓啦、李寶利啦，咁啊，李寶利就係左手邊即係比較矮最矮嗰個啦，咁啊，中間嚇，咁啊，跟住啦，隔離黃色嗰個咧就係世界騎師隊啦，咁就即係。麥維海、杜鵬志，咁杜鵬志咧，即係喺呢個色甲杯嘅表現都唔錯嘅，咁啊都有頭馬交出嚟，咁但係咧就即係，但係計個分數咧，咁就係阿貝利就比較多分啲，咁跟住啦，中間最後粉紅色嗰個就係女子騎師隊啦，咁就韋善尼啦、佩尼啦，杜希利啦，同埋另外中間嗰位我就唔係好記得，即係揾唔翻個名啊，唔好意思，咁我哋去下一個圖啦，咁就係最後就係咧嗰個結果係點咧？咁啊跑完嗰五個回合之後咧。咁最後嘅結果咧，就你見到史賓沙攞開香檳啊！咁就即係史賓沙代表嘅歐洲英愛騎師隊咧，就以86分嘅總分咧，咁就贏咗呢一個嘅色甲杯啦。咁呢個就開香檳嘅情況咧，去埋下一張啦。咁呢個就頒獎，即係跟下邊咧就個頒獎時刻啦。咁啊，見到中間啊貝利啦，咁啊左手邊啊史賓沙啦，咁啊右邊啊國能啦，咁啊捧呢只杯，咁啊。至於第二名嘅即係舊年嘅冠軍世界騎師隊咧，咁就以67分咧就排第二嘅，今年就即係為免唔到啦，咁就都因為其實杜鵬志同埋阿麥維海佢哋兩個都交出都幾唔錯，反而咧胡奇圭泰咧就喺嗰五個回合，即係嗰五個回合裏面咧，佢只係跑到個第三。即是在第二場跑到第三，有了3200米的賽事，拿了7分，其實跟住在最後一關那場短途呢，就跑過第五就拿了3分，他在即全隊即貢獻給那個世界騎師隊的都係有十分，得十分嘅啫。咁同即係之前舊年遲天偏一咧，佢都有幾個第二，都雖然贏唔到，但係都有幾個 pace， 咁就即係比較失色一少少啦。咁至於咧就係、是、第三咧就係、是、呢個歐洲騎師隊啦，咁就其實都好短，好短距離落敗啫，就64分啦。咁最後啦，女子隊咧就唔知係咪因為冇咗佩妮咧，咁啊即係個配搭就唔係咁完整啦。咁啊之後就只係能夠攞到23分。咁頭先講咗嗰個銀馬安將啦，即係呢個喺呢一個嘅色甲杯，即係嗰個騎師個人嗰個咧。咁就係阿貝利咧，咁就佢自己個人攞到37分，同埋兩場頭馬咧，咁就贏咗呢一個銀馬安將嘅。咁大家如果仲記得咧，就好多即係蔡明少有份參加嗰年咧，參加色甲杯嗰年咧，就呢個銀馬安將咧，蔡明少都攞過嘅。咁所以咧，呢一個色甲杯咁就過一個段落啦。嗱，咁下個可以翻嚟先啦。咁下個星期啦，咁下個禮拜啦，咁就喺日本嘅札幌競馬場咧，咁就會上演嗰個日本超級騎師賽啦。咁而家其實阿雷神咧，就啱啱今日開始咧，就喺嗰邊就準備依啱啱喺嗰邊客串。咁但係咧，佢今日嘅成績點咧？我就留翻下一節同大家講。咁但係呢一節嘅節目結束之前咧。呢一節嘅完結之前咧，咁啊想同大家咧又講翻啲舊嘢咯。咁啊，如果大家仲記得，即係我曾經即係喺月頭都講過嗰場，即係喺德國嘅舉行嘅一場叫做兩隻馬隻抽嘅系列賽啦，那個叫做 Match Race Cup 啦。咁喺即係呢個 Match Race Cup 嘅決賽咧，咁就已經喺8月12日咧，咁就圓滿結束啦。咁啊，之前贏我老友 Gam Gum 嗰匹Motor Jazz 咧。 咁就最後決賽就對住只 Jacobo 啦。咁最後跟住係結果係點樣？邊只馬贏咧？嗱，我哋而家就去咗去邊話俾大家聽啦，揭曉啦。嗱咁啊，右邊嗰只鏡頭右邊嗰 part 就係 Jacobo 啦，就係左邊咧就係嗰只啊 Motor Jazz 啦。咁啊，而家出閘啦，呢場都講過啦，都係跑千二啦，亦都喺柏林嗰個馬場舉行啦。嗱，而家睇到咧。早段咧，嗰只 Motor Jazz 咧，咁就都系喺前面領放，咁啊，佢都系先生速度都撳住，咁啊 ，Jacobo 咧就專刻意咧就留喺佢後邊咧，即系就諗住叫做遮擋啦，咁啊一路咧就一路跟住佢喺後邊走，咁啊走咗一路咧，其實早段到600米左緊咧，其實個名次都冇乜點樣大變動嘅，咁啊見到兩隻馬都係好輕鬆咁樣，即系 Canter 捉住姜咁樣，即系輕鬆放嘅啫，咁啊 Motor Jazz 仲喺度領先緊啦，咁啊其實都係領先兩個人馬啦，而家開始啦，只 Jacobo 咧就開始向出邊移咧，就慢慢咧，而家去到500米左近咧，已經拍住只Motor Jazz 啦。咁呢個 Motor Jazz 咧都已經係要打邊開始分疆打邊，但係咧嗰只 Jacobo 咧都係撳住疆咧，都已經係過咗佢噶啦。咁啊，跟住開始咧呢度咧只 Jacobo 就一分疆一再推咧，已經開始彈甩佢啦。咁見到呢只 Motor Jazz 咧都係挨打，跟都跟唔到嘅今日。最後呢幾步，你見到只 Jacobo 咧，哇推得好行之後咧，就已經領先成三個幾馬位，就直奔終點啦，就冇犯到咧之前咧。即係 Gam Gum 咧嗰個過失啦，就係、是、佢大概通常都喺嗰個位置咧，咁啊鬆曬姜之後就俾只 Motor Jazz 偷雞啦。咁呢次就不用，即係冇呢次就不敢怠慢啦，就冇重犯呢個錯誤啦。咁而家俾個直鏡大家睇翻啦，呢、這個大概都係大概500零米左緊。你見到呢只右邊嗰匹嘅 Jacobo 已經係拍住個過，而左邊嗰只 Motor Jazz 已經係要打邊推啦，但係俾個反應又唔係話好強啊。咁啊都，但係都一路都係咁樣推騎啦。嗱，而家開始啦，就 Jacobo 推騎啦，嗱可以俾一俾佢之後咧，其實呢度已經彈甩咗兩個零馬位噶啦，跟住呢度再打多邊，就跟住交出好凌厲嘅反應啦，咁啊跟住就直奔終點啦，咁啊贏咗呢一場嘅 Match Race Cup 啦。好啦，再俾多個角度大家睇呢個慢鏡啊，最後百零米嘅情況，嗱呢度已經領先得好清脆啦，嗱佢到後邊嗰只已經係都追都追唔到啦。咁就贏咗呢一場嘅 Match Race Cup 啦，呢只 Jacobo。咁啊，當時喺嗰邊都有幾廣泛嘅報導嘅。如果大家有上開我即係尤達專業嗰度睇翻咧，咁啊都睇到咧呢場即係喺當地嘅新聞咧，當地嘅新聞咧，亦都係有幾大幅篇幅嘅報導啦。咁啊，即係後來即係我得到當主辦單位嘅證實啦，咁我正就應該我咧就應該係唯一一位即係喺德國以外，仲要係亞洲第一人咧，咁啊將呢一場賽事咧就廣泛宣揚開去，咁佢哋都好即係都好多謝我，即係做呢樣嘢。咁其實某程度上都係因為我朋友嗰筆鏡官，咁其實如果唔係佢嗰場馬咁樣輸咗佢嘅話咧，咁其實分分鐘呢場馬都係佢贏。咁其實呢場賽事呢個循環賽咧，其實呢個對到呢一度咧，咁嗰個總獎金咧其實就唔係好高，因為如果你話德國咧，佢呢場嘅頭馬嘅獎金咧大概係13000歐元歐羅嘅啫。咁但係咧，你見到嗰邊咁廣泛報導，同埋咧嗰個即係嗰個手錶牌子，亦都做 sponsor 咧，咁都見到呢場馬都幾呢場賽事都幾有苗頭，咁同埋真係希望就係話如果下年即係仲有呢啲咁，我就希望可以即係繼續啦，話俾大家聽，即係我覺得呢場馬都係幾即係比較都幾別開生面嘅一場即係兩隻馬隻抽嘅場合，咁所以就即係特專登就喺呢個時間就交代翻俾大家聽啦，因為都講咗一大輪，咁最後都想話俾大家聽，最後呢只馬，最後邊只馬贏咧？咁同埋咧，最後再提一提咧，其實呢兩匹馬咧都代表兩個地方啊，即係嗰只 Motor Jazz 咧，即係而家亞軍嗰只咧，即係贏我朋友鏡官嗰匹咧，其實呢匹馬就係來自波蘭嘅，咁啊喺波蘭帶過嚟德國跑，咁本身呢啲啊 Jacobo 就主場啦，本身係德國馬啦，德國代表啦，咁所以都代表住有個即係對抗咁樣嘅性質啦，咁同埋就係話呢一場馬嗰、那個即係嗰個認受，即係嗰、那個受歡迎程度都遍及都好多地方，咁啊都幾特別啊！有隻波蘭馬走嚟跑，咁啊都幾別開生面，咁所以呢度咁啊交代咗之後咧，咁我哋呢一節嘅時間咧就休息一陣先，咁我哋翻嚟咧，我哋就講一下啲香港嘢同埋阿莫雷拉嘅近況，轉頭見。